At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the Emmeter Board of Supervisors held a special meeting on Tuesday morning to pass an ordinance banning growing industrial hemp in the county. The newly approved law would replace an emergency order banning industrial hemp in the county that has been in place for over a year. Hemp is the same cannabis plant as marijuana, but lacks the active ingredient, THC, that produces a high. Hemp can be used for a variety of uses, from textiles to beauty products. But county enforcement authorities say the plants are hard to tell apart outside of a lab test and thus make enforcing anti-pot laws difficult. Currently, large-scale growing of recreational marijuana is banned in Amador County, although growing plants for medical or personal use is allowed.
Well, following an incident at last week's Amador Board of Supervisors meeting where members of the public were allowed to speak to the board without face coverings, the supervisors reviewed its policies during yesterday's special meeting. After a fairly lengthy debate on public comments during COVID, the board voted to keep its current policy of continuing to allow public access to meetings, but to still require face coverings and to enforce the requirement. Future meetings will now have a sheriff deputy present at the start of the meetings. The board chair can either bar non-mask wearers from the meeting space or adjourn a meeting entirely if attendees do not follow the mask rules.
Amador County Public Health reports 28 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total laboratory-confirmed case count to 1,598 and one additional death since last Tuesday's update. The individual who passed was a male in his 80s. The new case includes 19 males and 9 females, one child under the age of 18, 15 aged 18 to 49, 10 aged 50 to 64, and 2 over 65 years of age. Currently, 3 Amador County residents are hospitalized. Amador remains in the purple tier on California's blueprint for a safer economy. Moving to less restrictive tiers is linked to decreased COVID-19 activity in our community. Amador residents may assist in demonstrating this to the state by continuing to test to show decreased activity. No-cost community COVID-19 testing is offered by OptumServe on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays at the Health and Human Services Building. Drop-in testing is available. Now, prevention measures continue to be important to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in our community. Continue wearing a mask when you're not at home. Stay home if you're sick. Keep 6 feet distance from others outside of your household and avoid gatherings.
Well, the Amador County Health Department has announced a series of COVID-19 vaccine clinics, specifically for 65 and older, and Phase 1A groups. Now, vaccine's still very limited, but when supply or additional allocations of vaccine are available, more clinics will be offered to other age groups. Now, the upcoming clinics will be held at the Health and Human Service Building located on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge. For details on registering for the vaccine, visit the Amador County COVID-19 website. Please be advised, appointment slots are limited and filling quickly. If one clinic is full, check for additional day and time. Now, the upcoming dates are tomorrow, March 4th, 9 to noon and 1 to 4, Friday from 9 to noon and 1 to 4, and next Tuesday, March 9th, 9 to noon only.
Well, the Ione City Council will be moving forward with a new ordinance that regulates Airbnb and other short-term residential rentals in the city. Meeting Tuesday night, the council directed staff to move forward with consideration of an ordinance for home rentals. The proposed law has been bouncing around the city government for the last year, appearing before both the Planning Commission and Council, but has been delayed due to COVID and other factors. The ordinance would ease requirements for short-term rentals, which currently require a conditional use permit and a full public hearing. The proposed ordinance would make it easier for homes to be placed on the short-term market. In other business, the council reviewed future plans for the city's wastewater disposal system as the city considers a future without the ARSA system, and agreed to write a letter of support for keeping Measure M sales tax revenue formulas the same. Currently, the Amador Fire Protection District is pushing for changes that would shift money to the county fire service at the expense of city fire departments.
And the Amador CHP asking for the public's help with the investigation of a solo fatal accident that occurred over the weekend. Early Sunday morning around 6:30, CHP dispatch received a call from a passing motorist of a vehicle accident on 124 west of 16. When officers arrived on scene, they found a 2001 Toyota Corolla off the north side of the road that appeared to have rolled several times. The driver, identified as Gava Sims of Sacramento, found inside the vehicle, dead from her injuries. CHP says it appears she was not wearing her seatbelt at the time of the incident. Again, anybody with info regarding the incident, urged to contact Amador CHP.
And a Jackson man and his young passenger escaped injury in a solo vehicle versus building accident in Pine Grove. According to the CHP, Benjamin Crocker was driving eastbound on 88 west of Mount Zion Road around 7 Monday night when he allowed his vehicle to travel off the roadway. The pickup continued to travel until it collided with the front of the Sierra House restaurant. The collision resulted in major damages to the building. The business is currently closed and no one was in the building at the time. Crocker and his passenger, again, were not injured.
And CAL FIRE conducting a prescribed burn in Calaveras County today through Friday. Smoke may be visible north of Willsieville near Winton Road in West Point. The burn will reduce forest fuels in strategic locations within the project area. It'll take place between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting. Additional burns are planned in the area through the year into the spring and winter, dependent on weather and fuel conditions. Smoke may be visible along 26 and in Amador County. CAL FIRE asked the public not report the burns as wildfire. They also ask people stay clear of the area if possible.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.